here. Here being the boondocks of South Central Louisiana. Not here, a local watering hole built of rusty corrugated metal, unstably situated on the muddy banks of a sluggish bayou. If the establishment had a name, Shaw didn't know it. Bar was spelled out in red neon letters that hissed and crackled as they flashed above the door outside. Inside, the place was smoky and reeking with the ripe odors of its rough, blue-collar clientele. Zydeco music blasted from the jukebox, which looked like it had ridden out 20 or so hurricanes that were dress rehearsals for Katrina. He and Mickey blended reasonably well into the joint's general seediness, but this wasn't the kind of place one would expect to see Jordan Elaine Bennett, known to family and friends as Jordy. Yet here she was, drinking white wine for God's sake. Like that didn't make her conspicuous in a place where the beer was bottled and hard liquor was poured neat. Mickey scooped another handful of popcorn from the plastic bowl and shoved it into his mouth. Talking around the charred kernels, he asked,
"You're thinking her being here is something besides coincidence?"
"Hell, I know," Shaw muttered. "Doesn't feel right, is all." He bobbed his head in thanks to the bartender, who wordlessly offered to pour him a refill of tequila, then, with accurate presumption, uncapped another long neck for Mickey. As he took a pull from the fresh